Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Spiritual Readings New Jersey with your host, Jessica Sisco.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. My name is Jessica Sisco, and I am a psychic medium. I can be found at www.spiritualreadingsnj.com. I can also be found on Facebook and Twitter as well. So let's go ahead and take some calls.
Okay, Jessica, you have four callers in the queue right now. Your first caller is 902. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
What can I do for you today?
I was just wondering if you felt any loved ones around me. In spirit.
Okay. I do have a man here who feels like a grandfather. Can you understand that?
Yeah, my grandfather just passed this week. Yep.
And feel that he was very ill when he passed. Is that correct?
Yes, he was. Yep, he died of pneumonia and he had Alzheimer's.
And I feel like this went on for a long time, but I feel like before that, he was a very active person. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's true.
I feel that he is here to give you his support and his love, and he knows that your family is going through something right now, and he wants to tell you that everything's gonna be okay and work out.
Okay. That's great.
Thank
you. Is there anyone else around me?
Yes, I do have a man here who feels like a brother. Would you understand that?
I had a friend that passed.
Okay.
That was around my age.
He is saying he was like a brother to you. Would you understand that? Why he would say that?
Yeah, we were very close.
And I feel like his passing, it was very unexpected.
Very unexpected, yeah.
I feel like it just shocked everyone around him. And they were kind of like, why him?
Very much, yes.
And I feel like he's here because he wants you to... He was always very lighthearted and very just laid back. And he wants you to kind of take on some of that and know that life is, it isn't just about working hard. It isn't just about succeeding. It's also about experiencing and having fun.
That makes sense.
Did that help at all?
Yeah, that was beautiful.
Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you very much.
You have a nice day.
You too.
Okay, Jessica, your next caller is 229. 229, you are on the air.
Thank you for taking my call. My name is Melvin Jessica, and calling from Georgia. And I just wanted to ask you about, I got injured on my job, and I hurt my lower back and my left knee and my left arm. So I had to go and get me an attorney. And I just want to know, like, how would all this come out for me? It was back in July 24th, at a big department store. I fell.
Oh. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yes, ma'am.
It does feel like it may take, you may have to wait a while for it, but I feel like things are going to work out.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like for some reason things seeming to drag along.
Right.
But I feel like it will work out in your favor.
Okay.
I just feel like it's a matter of patience and trying to deal with some of that frustration.
Yes.
Which probably can't be very easy right now.
No, ma'am. I'm in pain all day, every day. And I went to see the doctor out of town, but he works with the company, so I gotta find me another orthopedic specialist where he can look at my MRI and X-rays. Do you see me going to another doctor?
Yes, I feel that it would be helpful for you to see another doctor because there's no reason for you to be suffering like that if there's medical help out there.
Right. You know, they don't wanna do right. They do not wanna do right. So do you see about how much amount that I'll be getting?
What did your attorney say to you as far as what you can expect?
Uh-huh. Okay, all right, I appreciate it.
Thank you for calling.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Have a blessed.
Okay, Jessica, your next caller is from 619. 619, you are on the air.
Hello, Jessica.
Hi.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My name's Juliana. And I'm just wondering, what spirits do you see around me? And if you do, what advice do they have for me?
I have a man in spirit who feels like a father. Could you understand that?
That feels like a what?
A father. Could you understand that?
No, my dad. My dads are all here. I have a stepdad and a real dad. They're still alive.
Would you understand someone who was like a father to you or might have thought of himself in that way?
Well, I have a brother, but he wasn't really like my father. He's just like my brother. So that's all I could say.
He was older than you?
Yes, 1 year.
Okay. I feel like that might be why I'm getting the father connection with him.
Okay.
I feel that he was very, very protective of you.
Okay. Well, I guess, okay. Not really, because we fought all the time, but maybe he was in a way, then that was his way.
It was like he could fight with you, but if anyone else messed with you, I feel that that would not have been okay with him.
Oh, okay, yeah. Maybe,
does
yeah.
That, okay. I feel like he's coming through with a lot of love, and he's also very proud of you.
Oh, that's nice.
There was something you accomplished recently.
Well, I'm going through chemotherapy right now, so maybe he's talking about that.
And he's saying you've been really strong through all of that. And he's like pushing you forward and saying, just keep going. You're doing great.
Oh, all right. Well, it's been tough, yeah. So thank you, if that's what he's saying. Okay, thank you so much. Anything else now? Nothing else, huh? Well, thank you very much for telling me, and you have a nice day.
Thank you, and good luck with everything.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, Jessica, you have two calls in the queue. Your next caller is 515. 515, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Hi, thank you for calling.
My question is, do you see a relationship developing between me and someone I'm interested in, and if so, when?
I do feel like there is something there. I feel like it's more of a close friendship. But I do feel a connection developing with him.
Okay, good. Does he want something more than friends?
Even though I don't see that right now, that doesn't mean that it can't happen, because I'm reading the energy of the situation as it stands right now, but that could always change.
Okay. Good. Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks.
Okay, Jessica, your next caller is from 111. 111, you're on the air.
Okay. Oh, hi, Jessica.
Hi.
Hi. I'm interested in finding out about relationships. Can you tell me what you pick up?
You're in a relationship now?
No, I'm just asking you what you pick up.
Because I do feel like there is someone in your life, either now or coming into your life, but I do feel a connection with someone, and I do feel that it would be beneficial for you to just really get clear on what you want in a relationship and then start dating and putting yourself out there.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Okay, Jessica, that was your last caller in the queue. Are there any topics you'd like to discuss today? I know you've been off for a week, so.
I didn't have anything specific in mind.
Oh, you have a caller. Let's see. We have a caller coming in, and that caller is from 917. 917, you are on the air. You're on the air.
Hello, it's Anna.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Thank you. I would like to know what you see for work coming up, please. Oh,
I do feel that you have been looking for a job for a while. Is that correct?
Yes, but it's part-time.
Okay, because I definitely do feel that you're going to find something part-time, and I feel like it's going to be in a place that's a little more laid back, but not so laid back that you have nothing to do. I feel like you will definitely be busy, but you'll have some time to socialize as well, so you'll have that work-life balance that you've been looking for. Does that
Thank
make
you.
Sense? Thank you.
Okay, Jessica. Yeah. There are no callers after this. Did you enjoy your vacation?
Oh, yes, I definitely did. In fact, it definitely shifted me into a different energy so maybe it's good that I talk about this on this program because
you've got another call coming in, so let's put that on hold, and that's a good topic, so we'll come back to that. Here's your caller, 229, you're on the air.
Yes, ma'am. This is Melvin again.
Yes. Hi.
Yes, Jessica. I couldn't talk because I had people around me, but was there anything else you had to tell me on my situation with my workman's comp case? Because I wanted to know, do you see a figure for how much I'll be getting?
what did the attorneys tell you as far as what to expect?
I don't know what I'm thinking large, so that's what, you know, I want to expect, because I don't know if I have to have surgery. You see them doing surgery on me? Any kind of procedure?
Like I said, I do feel that it would be beneficial for you to see a doctor, and whether or not they prescribe physical therapy or surgery, I feel like they are going to find an answer for you.
Okay, because I have done physical therapy already. I did 12 sessions of that and went to the doctor, but the workman's comp rep, they sent me to a specialist, which is the company doctor, and my attorney is looking for another doctor for me where I can get a second opinion.
Yes, I definitely do see you getting that. And
yes, ma'am.
I do feel that being very helpful to you.
What's that now?
I do feel that second opinion will be very helpful to you.
Okay.
Even as far as giving you that peace of mind and helping you to ease some of that frustration.
Oh, yeah. Yes, ma'am. I'm really stretched out. I still go to work, but I'm just sitting by the door. That's all they want me to do. To do it, you know. Yeah, so I'm still in pain. So, yeah. So my attorney was working on that for me. But I wanted to ask you, because I have a friend that I'm taking around now. Her name is Stormy. And we are friends now, but do you see anything else coming to that? So there's a relationship later or anything?
I do feel that she is someone you definitely enjoy hanging out with. And I feel like this connection that you have is helpful for you, especially as far as getting out of your head a little bit and letting go of some of that stress, and also having someone to support you during that.
Right. You know, because her and I work together, but she, you know, she don't have a car. And I, you know, take her around, and you know, and we, you know, we talk a little bit. But do you see us, you know, like a, you know, in a maybe in a relationship status? Is she, you know?
I do feel a close friendship developing between the two of you. And
yes, ma'am.
But even though I don't see a relationship developing right now, it doesn't mean that you can't have that if that's what you really want and that's what she really wants.
Right. Do you think she wants it or not? Or maybe later.
I feel like if she spent all that time with you, I feel like she is interested on some level.
Okay. Okay, it's just gonna take time.
Yeah.
Okay. So, because the reason why I asked, because her and I age difference is, we have an age difference.
Yeah.
And she's, yeah, and she said that that bothers her a little bit. But will that change?
I feel like it would be beneficial for both of you to just take some time and talk through it and work through it.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Well, all right. Because I'm willing to work with her, and I understand, you know, my age and her age. She's very mature and very smart, and she has a little boy, and her son is really crazy about me. So,
aww.
Yeah, so I just wanted to know, was something going to develop in the future with her and I? But that's I understand.
Just, I feel like you both just need a little time to allow the friendship to develop.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I will, but I don't know. I don't know how she's feeling, but I'm just going to be patient. She already knows that I'm interested in her. And
yeah.
I told her that, and she already knows. So basically,
okay.
It's up to her. Because I'm not going to push it anymore. But it's like I told her, it's like it's hard for me to be around you and knowing that, you know, we're just, you know, friends. But I told her I'd just be patient, you know.
Right,
so,
yeah.
So I don't know. I would love to, but I don't know. I have a lot going on in my life.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Well, okay. I thank you for taking my call back again, and I appreciate your help. I really
no
do.
Problem.
Yes,
it's
ma'am.
Okay.
And all right. Have a blessed day again. Thank you.
You too. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Jessica, you have about 90 seconds left of live air time.
Okay, so I thank you all for calling in, listening, being a part of the show. And I will be back next Thursday. Once again, I'm Jessica Cisco, psychic medium. I can be found at spiritualreadingsnj.com. Take care of yourself. Bye.
Bye-bye, Jessica.